Welcome to the On Purpose Show with Susan Reeve and Rick Hansen. For compelling conversations, opening doors to discover and live a life work that's alive with passion and purpose. And now, here are Susan and Rick.
Hi, this is Susan, and welcome to another episode of the On Purpose Show. And we are excited to have you here with us today, and it's great to be here with you again, Rick. Hi.
You too, Susan. I'm really excited about this show. We have such great people, and the person we have joining us today, you know, if there's any area of your life where you're really ready to make a change for the better, with work or life, and you're, you know, as much as you're feeling the energy of that, you're also wondering if it's realistic or maybe it's too late or, you know, is it even possible? This is definitely going to be an episode to pay attention to, and there's going to be some great resources here today.
Yeah, I love the title of today's show, Imagination Changes Everything. It gives me an enormous amount of hope.
And what's great is a lot of the tools our guest is going to share today are not conceptual. They're really things that you can apply right now to areas and can sometimes open up a breakthrough in those, either for your business or just in your life. So our guest today is Patty Dobrowski, and she's the author of Drawing Solutions, How Visual Goal Setting Will Change Your Life. She's the founder of Up Your Creative Genius, consulting firm. I know I love that that name. Her consulting firm uses visuals and creative processes to help companies and individuals around the world accelerate growth and change. She's critically acclaimed comic performer, has training in drama therapy, and is really internationally recognized as a keynote speaker and a writer and business consultant who does some really innovative visual practices with Fortune 500 companies, businesses, and individuals committed to moving ahead towards their goals. So welcome, Patty.
Hey, thanks, you guys. I'm so excited to be here.
And we're glad to have you here. Both you and I know each other from past connections and work. And Susan was introduced to you through one of your TEDx videos that got her excited about having you join us today.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. And I'm imagining, Susan, you probably saw Imagination Changes Everything, or did you see Draw Your Future?
I saw Imagination Changes Everything.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it really does, and I like that you opened with that, Rick, because, you know, imagination, both of you, imagination is one of the keys, the most central thing you can do every day to change the environment that you're in, to become one that you want to be in. It's, you know, we use our imagination 48% of the time, and so you've got to be aware of that because if you spend your time worrying and being fearful about what's coming instead of dreaming about what you'd like to see coming, you shift your attention to the things you want less of, and you want to keep your attention on the things you want more of. And your imagination is critical to that.
And it's operating every moment.
That's right. It is.
And you get to see this work, and I know you do work with individuals, but you spend the bulk of your time helping companies that are wanting to move in a certain direction and using some of the tools that you use to really make powerful shifts about, you know, making a change of direction or really being more effective. So
yeah, you know, most people and most companies want to, you know, and this really aligns with your purpose, they want to do things on purpose. They want to be aligned with what is their unique purpose. And so what I do is I'm actually like a human highlighter. I get up and put a big piece of paper on the wall, and then I draw a picture of what they're talking about, and I use both words and images. And when you're in a room, or you inside are in the process of change, or you're in a room full of people who are making a change, what you find is that it feels very chaotic in there, but when you begin to draw a picture of what you are experiencing inside and you put it out there, it gives you a certain kind of distance from it. And when you draw the current reality of where you are right now and distance yourself from it, it creates this amazing space for you to dream where you want to be. And then once you draw and dream that, you know, there are no holds barred at that point. Everything accelerates into happening.
Love her. We're all on the, you're singing our language, so we're loving it. I would love to hear about the path that's led you to doing this work and some of the turning points that's brought you, you know, kind of your process of discovering this passionate and purposeful work.
Yeah, you know, thanks for asking. I was an actor for many years, and I had used visualization in order to come up with characters, to create whole scenarios and plays, and also I used it to direct my career in a way. I would ask, and then I would sort of daydream what I wanted to have happen, and more often than not, those daydreams would turn into reality. And then, at one point in my career, I had an artistic break. I'd been on Broadway, and the show, there was something about the show where it just didn't seem ever good enough for the main protagonist in the show, and so we would critique it constantly, and I felt like this was a reflection of me in a way. You know, how was I like that as an actor, that I was always critiquing what I was doing? It just didn't ever seem good enough. And so I had, you know, just, I couldn't perform anymore, but I didn't know who I was then. If I was no longer a performer, which was what I'd been so passionate about, what was I? So I went and got a degree in drama therapy, you know, I'm sure to just simply heal myself. But I also knew that that wasn't going to be the final step when I had a series of events happen that showed me, oh, no, this isn't the path for me. This is not where I'm going to land. And when I was stuck in this very stuck place and kind of desperate about, okay, now I've spent all this money going to graduate school and I'm not going to do that? Really? So then I just got a big piece of paper and I put it on my wall and I just started to doodle where I wanted to be. And then I put, like, okay, well, now this is where I am. And then I realized all I needed to do was to fill in the chasm in between, to figure out, like, what are the three boldest things I could do to get myself from here to there. And even though I didn't know exactly what they were going to be, you know, I put things like let go of the past, which I knew I needed to do to let go of the personality or what my ego was holding on to as an actor. And then the second thing I think was, you know, to network and get out there. And the third was a mindset shift. I felt I really needed to trust that the universe was going to provide something if I just paid attention. And so that is really how I came up with the idea of drawing and drawing for results.
And it grew from there.
Yeah, and I hadn't really actually, you know, people always say, oh, you're such a fantastic artist, but you know what? I had not drawn before that day. The last time I had drawn was, I must have been 5 or 6. And so I wasn't a doodler even. And so I had to train myself how to draw. So I saw somebody draw in a meeting, so I knew that there were people doing this. And I found someone who let me intern with them. And then, honestly, as soon as they showed me the first three skills, I thought, I got to go for it because I've got to make money doing something. You know? So I called people and said, hey, can I come illustrate your meeting? And sure enough, a couple of people let me do it for a nominal fee. And as soon as they saw the value of it, then that became what I did. And all that drama therapy stuff, that helped too, because, and all the acting, because then, you know, my theory is act as if. And I read this whole thing today about if you just pretend your way into it, it'll all begin to fall into place around you, and you'll gain the experience you need. But you don't need to have all that experience when you shift and make a change. It's scary, but it's highly effective.
I really love the idea of pretending. You know, I also hear it as it's the tending that goes on inside that then enables us to bring it outside. So I'm curious, Patty, to hear some examples of your work.
Okay. Well, let's see. So one piece that I talk about is with, I'll give you two examples. One is with
Great.
Individuals and one's with companies. One, the companies, you know, I would go in and I'd draw this big picture of where they wanted to go, and I never knew really, you know, I knew it was effective because people were suddenly aligned in the room. But I didn't know how effective it was until I had worked with a big pharmaceutical company, and they said, you know, out of the 4,000 people, only less than 40% understand what our vision and strategy is. And I said, okay, I said to the CEO, Dan, I'll come in, and why don't you guys help me draw a picture of what that looks like and what should be in that visual? Then we'll clean it up in the studio and roll it out to the organization in a way where they could actually see, like, okay, if this is a picture of a rocket ship going into space, and in space are these stars of the future, which is what we're going to be when we're successful, on those astronauts on the rocket, which one of those astronauts are you if you're in IT, or you if you're in HR, so that people actually were able to discuss and use the visual to talk about their business that they were working on right now, whatever they did every day. So before we did this vision and we rolled it out through the company in this way that I describe, less than 40% understood it. And then after the visual, of course, 8 months later, 96% understood it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we as individuals, it increases our capacity to retain data, and also there's part of the process where when you're engaged with something that's creative like that and visual, it just solidifies it in that prefrontal cortex, which is what makes decisions every day for you. And so I think 84% could understand how what they did every day aligned to that visual. And that to me actually is even more important. Because if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing and you're working for some big company, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, and it seems like other people could understand not only their own part, but the roles of the other departments in the organization, what other employees were doing.
Exactly.
And I think that's so often forgotten, that the whole is what ultimately gets the work done.
Yes.
Everybody participating.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, even if you, on my website, Up Your Creative Genius, you can go to the store and you can download my template for free. It's going to be there until I die, because I want people to use the process. And then if you watch that TED Talk, Draw Your Future, you understand exactly how to do the process. So the combination of the two things, which will take you, you know, the process of drawing your own map of where you are, where you want to be, in the three bold steps, that takes about, you know, an hour if you are really carefully going through it. But I do maps all the time when I feel stuck in one aspect of my work or one aspect of my spiritual life or one aspect of my relationship. I'll sit down with my partner and say, okay, where are we now? Where do we want to be? If we want to be more intimate, then what do we need to do? What are our three bold steps to get there? And it gives you like a playbook, you know, in a way. It gives you a map for where you're going. And so on an individual level, I get emails all the time from people all around the world who have used a visual to make change happen. and they tell stories of how they were a filmmaker and how they never had made their own film. They always worked for other people. And the next thing, you know, 2 months later, I get a clip of their very first movie they made, you know, these kinds of experiences. So, you know, it's powerful.
So one thing we do during all of our interviews is we, you know, have someone suggest a step, one small step that one of our listeners can take. And it sounds like you've already really given our listeners a step, a kind of a two-part step they can do is they can watch, they can download the template that you're giving as a gift, and they can watch the TEDx that will really walk them through an exercise that they can do applying it to something really important for them.
Sure, sure. But we can even simplify it even more, which is spend a moment with a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and imagine for what the best case scenario for you is in one part of your life that you'd like to make a change. And imagine yourself doing that and then draw a very simple picture. You don't need to know how to draw. A little stick figure of you with a, you know, celebrating whatever it is, you know, your sobriety or, you know, a year of meditation or that book coming out, you know, or you get landing that job that pays you what you wanted. Draw just a simple picture and put it somewhere you can see every day and then daydream about it. Mm. Because in that, it's like a portal, that picture. And you can go into that portal and expand it and make it as complicated and beautiful and intricate as you like. And you will be surprised at how quickly that comes to be.
So it sounds like you're describing the connection between the drawing of the picture and manifestation.
Yes. Which, of course, we don't, the brain scientists understand a lot of things, but that's not one thing that anybody can quantify, really. But we know that it's true. We know that the law of facsimile exists, that like in the old days when we used a fax machine, some people still have them, you know, we'd send this out, this picture out, and then it will come back to us. And even when I goal set now, I goal set less on specifics, and I goal set more on qualities I want in myself, like if I need to feel calm, or if I need to feel successful, or if I need to feel abundant, that's the quality I put on, and I send that out, and I imagine all those details in that daydream. And the universe then, it's going to bring me back the experience I need so I can develop that and have all that I want.
You know, I'm listening to you, and the thought that's running through my mind is, a picture is worth a thousand words.
That's right.
And I'm going to, when I journal tomorrow morning before I meditate, I'm going to draw rather than just writing word after word after word after word.
Yes. Mm. Yes. That's right. Because, you know, when you draw, it activates the whole system of your brain, not just the left side, which is, even though you're writing words and it's perceived as a picture to the brain, when we write, it's an automatic response that we traditionally use to communicate. And so it gets us on a train track in a certain way. And a picture derails that train track, and it opens and expands the possibility. And there's a chemistry that drawing sends into your body, this serotonin and oxytocin, which makes you suddenly feel capable and creative.
Mm.
And it's just part of the chemistry of using that visual replication. You don't need to know how to draw, but if you ask people, you know, they'll say, I can't draw, and then they draw something fantastic, you know.
Patty, would you say a little bit more about the power of imagination?
Yes. Well, let's see. So the imagination is the one language that we all share. You know, on a spiritual level, we're out here being creative, trying to problem solve. You know, we're in an experience, and we're having an experience, but we aren't that experience. I was an actor, and I had the experience of being an actor, but that's not who I truly was, right? So the imagination is one of the things we're given at birth to help us problem solve, to get us out of any predicament that we get ourselves into. And so the more that you learn to expand your imagination, the easier and the more flexible you become when problems come your way. Now, yesterday I had a bunch of, I've been hiring these neighborhood boys to help me do some films because they're all budding filmmakers, and I love them, and they're so fun. And so they're doing a little training video for me, and I have a big red fence in my backyard, and we needed some place that someone could draw a big picture, a map. But I didn't want to do it. I wanted those kids to do it. And so one of these guys got up there, and he's a fantastic artist, and he drew his picture of Current and Desired and the Three Bold Steps on that red fence. And I said to him, you know, now you want to daydream that. And they all laughed. And I said, why are you laughing? And they said, well, you know, daydreaming, you're not supposed to daydream. It's negative. It's perceived as negative. And so we're trained not to that if you're daydreaming, you're not paying attention. Well, yes, that's correct. You're not paying attention to what you shouldn't be. You're paying attention to what is most important for you. And so to develop your imagination is critical. It's your number one faculty to get you out of any conundrum you're in.
Patty, you were talking earlier about, you know, how the process of drawing a picture opens something up, and often is surprising how the power of that then leads to things, you know, even beyond the action steps that you take. Do you have a little story that comes to mind, either for yourself or someone you've worked with, or, you know, where you've seen that in action?
Yeah, you know, I can say that it pretty much happens all the time, but here's an example. So I was working with a speaker, and they wanted to increase their business. And so I was drawing the map for them, and they were sitting in the chair in the office, and I said, so, you know, you want your, what is it? Like, if we just fantasize about this, like, what would it look like? And they said, you know, speaking in exotic places. And so I said, well, like where? And then I wrote China. I'm thinking China, exotic place. To me, that seems exotic, right? And other places like that, right? And so we draw this picture of that environment and the feeling of that. And within 2 weeks, that person had gotten a job in Australia to speak there. So it's just the power of that kind of a, you know, and I think, oh, well, they didn't get China because that's what we put on the map, right? So this is where your brain goes. It goes, well, they didn't exactly, and I'll be in workshops with people that will say, well, it's not exactly that. And no, it's that plus something better. It's that or something better, you know, when you put out whatever it is in that pink balloon that you send up to the universe, whatever technique that you've ever used, you know, this or something better. And I think it's the same thing when you draw a picture, this or something better.
Patty, you mentioned your website, and I want to mention it again just so that people have it, and we will also post it as a link on the blog post after we're done today. So it's up. So www.upyourcreativegenius.com.
Yes, correct. Up Your Creative Genius, and everybody thinks that's so sophomoric, but they remember it.
Yeah.
And yeah. On that website, you can see links to talks and videos. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, free things. There's a visualization you can download for free. And then also, I know you're going to add me into the giveaway, aren't you?
Yes, we're going to give away to one of our Insider Circle folks, we're going to give away a copy of your book.
Awesome.
Yeah, lucky them.
Yes.
For the organizations you work with, and as you bring them visual goal setting and the drawing of pictures for teams, what are some of the problems that a company might have that what you do would be a great tool, or that you would be a great person to help them with those problems?
That's a great question. One of the main reasons they bring me in is when they want to make a change in strategy of some kind, because you want to get a big picture of the vision of where you're going and then figure out, you know, strategically how to get there. And this process is called snapshot of the big picture, because it gives you a snapshot of the big picture of the company or your team or you. And so by doing it, you get a visual into that. But the other thing that they often bring me in for is product development. So if they're brainstorming in some way, or if they want to do a team charter where the team needs to understand their purpose or vision, their deliverables and communication, how that's going to work. Often, you know, some of the big companies in the Northwest bring me in when they're rebranding an area, or they have done a restructuring and they want to understand who are we now and what's the unique value that we bring. So those are the smorgasbord of things.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think we have some use for this with the On Purpose show, Rick.
Yeah, I can see our upcoming meeting. And Patty, does someone need to feel comfortable drawing to use this tool?
No, you don't need to. Remember what I said earlier, I started by not knowing how to draw. And honestly, you can go and look at clip art online anywhere now and just imitate it. Or you can just draw what you see in your head. We have a natural language running in our head all the time. When I say, what's an idea look like? You know, what do you guys, what image comes to mind?
That kind of, for me, it's that kind of cloud.
Yeah, like a cloud, or for some people an idea is a light bulb. For other people it's a lightning bolt. These things are fairly easy to draw. And if you can draw a circle, a square, a triangle, a line, and a period, and a comma, you know, you can draw anything. They're all made up of those very basic symbols. So, and your map, your picture, it doesn't need to look great. It just needs to reflect what you meant and what you feel. As a reminder,
you've given great instructions for how to use your free gift, the free template to download. And I just want to reiterate this as the one small step that people can take to go to your website, watch your TEDx video, Draw Your Future, and then use the template. And I love that idea of the three bold steps.
Yes, bold meaning don't just go rearrange your filing cabinet. It has to be, one of them has to be bold enough that it shakes you out of your pattern. The second one can be tactical, and the third can be a mindset shift, but there's got to be one that kind of scares you a little bit, and you think, really? I'm going to do that? That's the way you might feel when you have it. Not always, but you might. And that's a good thing.
Patty, we always end our show with a gem of wisdom, that if you could only share one thing or have our listeners remember one thing after the show, what's the one thing that you would leave them with?
Draw a picture, simple picture of what you want, and daydream it every day. Mm-hmm. And then when something comes to you to do, take action, just do one little thing, one small thing. So that's actually three in one. Does that count?
It's bonus.
Well, thank you both so much for having me on the show. I so appreciate being here. And to all you listeners out there, I just go draw your dreams into reality. You deserve it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patty. It was
all
a
right,
delight
take care,
you
guys.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm ready to start drawing.
And I know that our listeners will love these TEDx videos. We'll post the links to those, and we will see you here next week.
Join Susan and Rick next week right here on the On Purpose Show, and join the conversation at facebook.com/onpurposeshow.